Microsoft has won a victory in its battle against strong antitrust sanctions. A federal judge has endorsed an agreement the company signed with the federal government to end years of litigation. The decision is a setback to efforts by 9 state attorneys general to impose much stronger measures against the software maker, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Judge Colleen Koller-Catelli entered this case right around the time of the 9/11 terror attacks. She indicated the attacks provided yet another reason for Microsoft to settle its differences with state and federal governments so the government could focus on more important things. Within months, Microsoft did reach agreement with the Department of Justice and with 9 of the 18 states involved. In welcoming yesterday's ruling, Attorney General John Ashcroft said that effort clearly impressed the judge.
I'm particularly pleased to note that Judge Koller-Catelli commended the Justice Department and Microsoft for their, and I'm quoting, intense efforts at reaching a settlement and their willingness to do so in the face of previous failures, close quote.
After relentlessly pursuing Microsoft under Attorney General Janet Reno, the Justice Department under Ashcroft became the company's ally in arguing for a settlement that has now won judicial approval. It requires that Microsoft give computer makers the freedom to install the software that consumers want to use, to browse the web or to listen to music. The judge also wants Microsoft to share technical information with other software companies so their products can work seamlessly with the Windows operating system. All in all, this is an order Microsoft has said it can live with. Company founder Bill Gates once railed against the government's effort to break Microsoft in two. Now he is underscoring that his company started to comply with the agreement before it had won the judge's backing.
We've increased the technical information we make available about our products. We've made it simpler for computer manufacturers to replace Microsoft software with programs of their choice on the Windows desktop.
Setbacks for Microsoft were few. The judge included a quote from Machiavelli, "A prince never lacks legitimate reason to break his promise," and warned Microsoft she would make sure the company does comply with her order. She opted for tougher enforcement mechanisms in response to charges that Microsoft had repeatedly ignored judicial decrees. Tom Miller, Attorney General of Iowa, noted that the judge endorsed stronger language to prevent Microsoft from retaliating against rivals who dare to cross the world's biggest software maker.
There's a provision in the original settlement that talked about retaliation, that prohibited retaliation. But we said consistently, threats of retaliation can be effective and easier and more important and more significant than the actual retaliation itself.
But the 9 states had to struggle to find any note of victory in the judge's ruling, which largely mirrors the agreement they had rejected. The attorney general said they have not yet decided whether to appeal this ruling. If they do, they will be returning to an appeals court that has already narrowed Microsoft's liability in this case. Whether or not there's an appeal, anger at the company will continue to provide plenty of work for attorneys working on other lawsuits facing Microsoft. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.